The LAPD takeover of the Occupy LA camp on Wednesday was much more like a well-choreographed ballet than the cracking of skulls Angelenos have grown accustomed to from their police force. Before the assault, LAPD Commander Andrew Smith gave protesters just a 10-minute warning to evacuate the park. When time was up, he said, everyone was fair game. And then it happened. The fireworks everyone was waiting for. 1,400 riot police rolled in on 30 Metro buses. A brigade of riot police billowed out of the south entrance of City Hall, much like hordes of invading Greeks from a Trojan horse. Squadrons of officers flanked the occupiers from the east and the west sides of City Hall. There were even police dressed in white jumpsuits, charged with dismantling each and every tent still standing in the park. There was pandemonium, and then order. A total of 292 people were arrested during the raid. And all the while, the LAPD's commanders maintained their composure, their sense of humor, and even their patience with an overeager press that was desperate for a slip-up. It wouldn't have taken much. The crowd seemed to have an insatiable hunger for a showdown before police completely overwhelmed the camp. The LAPD, however, have come a long way from the days of Chief Bernard Parks and the now infamous Rampart Division. Learning from the mistakes of the past, as well as those from other Occupy-like crackdowns, the LAPD raid on Occupy LA was, from a strategic standpoint, a huge success. I was at City Hall for Sunday's showdown as well as the Wednesday raid, and I have to say, from my perspective growing up in Los Angeles, this is a different LAPD. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb.